Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., my broadcast partner, and of course, the coach, Mario Cristobal. Hurricanes coming off a big win against Syracuse, 38-10 at Hard Rock Stadium. Coming up this week at 3:30, it's North Carolina State at Hard Rock Stadium in another gigantic game for the Miami Hurricanes. Hope to see a big old crowd there and get the asylum rolling on Saturday, coach. This past weekend, very convincing win in all areas against Syracuse.
Really proud of the way our guys came out, albeit we did start a little bit slow offensively, but felt that the miscues were very fixable and that the defense just continues to play at a high level. They split the momentum, and once we did, certainly was happy to see our guys take control of the game.
Coach, for all the offensive linemen all over the world through the history of time, we got to talk about number 61, C.C. Mauinoa. And yes, he caught it, but he looked good running it too. And then the answer was he was looking for somebody to run over. That's our kind of guy.
Yeah, and I think, Cooper kind of made that reality by not blocking that extra guy that was coming to give CeCe a chance. But, I mean, what a dynamic player and human being.
Yeah.
And one, who knows, maybe we'll expand the package and get him the ball a little bit more.
There you go. We like that.
Hand him off as a fullback. Probably what should not be overlooked is the response from your organization. I don't say team. I say organization, the way everybody in your organization bounced back.
And it started Monday. You know, and typically right around the country, you don't win the game just on Saturday. You win it in your preparation and your mindset. And that all starts the moment they walk in the building, right, for day one of preparation. So credit to everyone wearing a U, right, on their chest, sleeve, wherever they may wear it. But certainly, again, looking forward to continuing that type of energy and urgency.
Coach, you don't know what play it's going to be that brings a ton of energy, but James Brockenmire made a block, pulled out on the screen, and just wiped the defender out. I saw the whole sideline get infused with it.
Very well executed play. From the timing of it, the release of the center, the setup by the wide receiver, the block by the wide receiver, and certainly James had an unbelievable, a lineman's dream, right? Getting out there on the screen in the flat. And no one really saw Markell Bell come all the way across the field and get involved as well to really spring that for another 25 yards or so. So, yeah, you know, it takes one sometimes. And that was the one play that really ignited things. Not to mention Marty Brown's run right before that 10-yard wide zone play was really good.
Your defense, 7 sacks, 11 tackles for losses, bunch of big plays, held Syracuse running the football to 3.7 yards per carry.
And if you talk to them today, they'll tell you that they're disappointed that it wasn't better, and that's a great mindset to have. So back to work with Coach Heatherman and getting those guys to continue to communicate and play at a high level.
Keyonte Scott, the pick six. You look through the history of this game, it's almost impossible to overcome a defensive score. They really pay off on those things.
They do, and it came just at the right time as well. You know, and I'll tell you, it showed off his return skills as well once he took that to the house. And again, setting up that wall, the entire defense went over to set up a great wall for him. And, you know, a few plays later, they took the ball right back before halftime. So between his play and the rest of the defense, just another outstanding performance.
I don't know if we call this a hat trick or what, but Jacoby Thomas, in addition to his five tackles, a fumble recovery, an interception, and a sack. That's a pretty good day. In everything except sell popcorn.
Yeah, it's a really good day. A really intense physical player, a guy that's always just trying to get better in the building all the time. And his level of play continues to elevate or whatnot. So looking forward to him having an awesome week of practice and bringing even a better game this next week.
Got to credit Akeem Mezidore. Dinged up a couple weeks ago, just been playing through it and playing through it. And he just wouldn't surrender and turned in one heck of a game.
I think he was the standard for the week. If you look across the board, there's some guys that played some really good football. And certainly guys are elevating in their level of play, their roles. But Akeem Mezidore, there's so many clips of him just at all cost will not be denied on getting to the football, getting to the quarterback. And I can't say enough great things about him because, like you said, a lot of guys in his shoes dinged up would have maybe not done the same. And he shows exactly what it should be like.
You went running back by committee. What was your evaluation of the guys who were able to get in and handle the football for you?
You know, it took us a couple plays. We had some success. We had some, you know, stale plays. And then we started kind of breaking in and starting to extend runs for just bigger chunk plays. You know, and certainly I know the talk has been about Gerard Pringle, who had some really explosive runs and showed a really good burst and good finish. I thought the other couple guys, both Marty Brown and Jordan Lyle, did have some really good runs as well. And we're getting better. We're getting better at the run game. We're finding our way more towards what we're going to be, what we're striving to be, I should say. And we're going to keep working it. Those are all really good players. They all did their thing at some point in time or another. You know, Pringle shined a little bit more due to his touchdown and his big play. So really excited about the entire group.
Coach, this program is built on doing whatever it takes. And let's go to Pringle. Pringle is a guy that was a player of the game and also a scout team player of the past week. So you have him with the scout team running with the first and second group and not a complaint, buys in, understands it, and then comes in and excels in the game.
I've never seen that. A guy who in the same week was a scout team player of the week and also the offensive player of the week. And to give you an idea what that's like, we're on two different fields, offense and defense. Like, hey, run over there and get four snaps with them. As soon as that last snap is over, sprint back, get in the huddle, and you're running plays here. And then you're sprinting back, and it just keeps going. And that's difficult. And sometimes when you do that, it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. There's never been any flinch in him. Upshaw was in the exact same situation because, you know, at this time, you're down bodies. You're just down. You got some guys banged up, and people got to do double duty, and they end up making two of the bigger plays in the game.
Keelan Mary is giving a nice lift. He played well against SMU. The week before that, he was doing well. The other day, three catches, 116 yards, the 61-yard. And also, he brings a lot of energy, doesn't he?
He's playing great football. You know, he's more than just a guy that did well. He's playing great football. He's one of our better players, and he's playing at a high level, and he's tough, and he's competitive, and he's physical, and he brings the right kind of energy. So looking forward to seeing his role increase more and more as these last couple of games come up.
Ryan Mack, Jadeus Richard, two young men that got in the game, have overcome injury to get there, and you spoke about them immediately to your team after the ball game.
Huge moment for all of us that have gone through an injury, especially one of that magnitude where it takes a whole year to bounce back. They got their plays. Jadeus got a sack and whatnot, and shook off the rust, you know, pretty quickly. And Ryan's going to be a hell of a player as well. Got him some snaps as well. TJ Ewald, a lot of guys. I mean, I had a long list. Jabari Antoine was in there. I mean, Booker Pickett, Wiley special teams plays, Bobby Pruitt, you know, with a sack as well. Cole McConathy got some snaps. Just a lot of freshmen playing a good amount of downs.
I felt like either I was calling his name a lot or he was flashing through past my eyes a lot during the game, Justin Scott.
No, your eyes were telling you the truth.
Okay.
He was disruptive. He played with better pad level, better hands. Time invested is really paying off for him. He really, he's got a really good feel and a grasp of the scheme. His best days are ahead of him, but it's great to see that they're starting to happen right now. going to be extremely valuable for us here down the stretch.
Coach Popo as well, playing linebacker for you guys, is just gotten better and better as the season's gone on, and he brings a level of intensity that's needed.
He does, and he's a hard worker, and he's a team guy. And, you know, that position, you have to play multiple guys because it's a high collision position, right? Just like at running back. You know, one, two guys cannot have all the reps. If they do, they're not going to last very long. You see it around the country. So especially now at a time where Wes also, you know, what they're usually all split snaps. Wes hasn't been able to go. He's played about a dozen snaps or so. To see guys like Popo and guys like Chase Smith continue to elevate their game, and Mo Terrace certainly playing some really good football for us. Really proud of our linebacking crew.
Malachi, this might have been, I don't know, maybe one of the first games where teams – he was really a point of interest for them, right? But he still threw a touchdown pass, still got involved, got a little banged up. Maybe tell us, it's early in the week, but how he feels.
He's fine. He's
That's good. Everybody's smiling.
You can all breathe. He's good. He's good. But, yeah, that's probably the most I've ever seen a team focus on one guy, just hyper-focus on Matt, which is a great thing. You know, it opens up things for other people. You watch on his throwback, just freeze frame it when he's running the reverse part of it, and see how all 11 defenders, you know, are past the midline. You know, so all in all, you know, his value, the part that that's best about him, look at how excited he is when his teammates are scoring and having success. It is awesome. But, yep, he got nicked up for a second, but he's healthy. He's ready to roll.
Coach Belay had 5 tackles. That's a lot of tackles for somebody sitting inside like that.
Yeah, and it's more than the tackles. It's his knockback. It's him eating up 2 guys. It's him staying in his gap. He's created some great – he's got some great pass rush value now, too. He's developed into a really good pass rusher. So, really valuable player. I mean, he's playing excellent football for us.
Carson Beck, he catches a touchdown pass. He throws a touchdown pass. And he tossed a touchdown pass, I guess. Maui Noah didn't count as a touchdown pass, but Carson's day, what did you see there?
A really good day, you know, and honestly, he doesn't care if his CC's touchdown counts as a pass or not. He just wants to win. You saw how happy he was, although he got out of the CC's way on the chest bump. You probably saw that.
Smart.
Yeah, he got out of his way. That's a large human coming at you, but yeah, he played a really good game. We're going to polish up the details of some of the timing and just some of the, you know, some of our routes and being able to connect fully, catching the football, because we had an efficient day. It could have been really highly efficient. You know, first play of the game's got a chance to be home run, and we get it batted. You know, we got late pressure, late leakage on a twist stunt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So There's some things to be excited about. Certainly a lot of things to attack and improve upon, but really proud of Carson and the guys around him.
I don't want to ever underestimate a 90-yard drive in college football. You did that. Five plays, 90 yards, gave you points. And take us through how grueling that actually is.
Well, you look at our average field position in the first half, and it wasn't great. I mean, credit to their punter, phenomenal. I mean, every time we're trying to set up a return, the things, it's like, who is that guy? But he did a great job pinning us deep. And so, we've been good with those type of situations early in the year. It's really good to see us get back where we can take the ball with confidence and go down the field. A couple of explosive plays always help, right? Your chances go up significantly in scoring when you do that, but also to methodically march it down and convert on some key third down situations to keep those long drives going.
Okay, this week it's Miami and North Carolina State at Hard Rock Stadium, 3:30 kickoff, 19th meeting between the Canes and the Wolfpack. Miami leading the all-time series 11-6-1, and this is a very good team coming off a great win against Georgia Tech, and now they got a bye week. Their quarterback, C.J. Bailey, got a hot set of dice from Chaminade, hasn't thrown an interception in a while, no interceptions in the red zone, and he's already 10th in school history in passing yards at North Carolina State, so this is a really good team coming in.
This is a team that beat both Virginia and Georgia Tech, and we know how good both those teams are. Great coaches, great teams, and they beat both of them. I think they're probably the hottest offense in the country right now. They are top five in explosive plays of over 50 yards. They're top 10 in explosive plays, period. From a red zone offensive standpoint, as you mentioned, they are a top 10 team as well, and they're top 20 to 25 in almost every offensive category. That's hard to attain. And it all starts with the quarterback, great player, physical up front, massive tight ends that are very versatile. They can stretch the field, they can knock you back, and they are really, really physical at the point of attack. Their running backs get downhill. I know one was injured earlier that was averaging about 7 yards a pop. Enter Scott, their second back, redshirt freshman, averaged, I believe, about 7 yards a pop in a massive game against Georgia Tech. We know how well they play defense. And their receivers have just been outstanding, stretching the field, making big plays, making contested catches. And they're complemented because they do play great complementary football. They are complemented by one of the more physical defenses that we have seen on tape. And it starts and ends with the guys up front. Those edges, they are set hard and physical and with violence. And up front, they do a great job controlling the line of scrimmage.
Another fact is they are going to come in coming after an off week. So that's a benefit to them. But when you look at the running game, that offensive line that they put together is big and powerful.
It is. It's big, powerful, and athletic because they are multiple. They'll run counter just as well as they'll run power, inside zone, outside zone. They'll get pullers out in space. They have a great screen game. Quarterback can run the ball as well, and they also bring in a wildcat quarterback to run and to throw. So there's a lot that you have to prepare for. Communication is key. And playing really physical and disciplined at the line of scrimmage is huge.
What do you think has made Bailey such a good quarterback right now? He's playing at a really high level. What do you see there?
The best way to get good at football is to play football. He now has a lot of experience. And you see a guy that is really, really polished. He's very accurate. He understands the detail of every play. When you watch a quarterback, you like to say, okay, does he have ownership of the offense or is he just kind of playing in the scheme? He has ownership of the offense. He knows where to check it down. He knows where he's in trouble, where to go with the football. He knows when to take a shot, when not to take a shot, when to do it with his legs, how to extend plays. He'll make you pay in a lot of different ways. And he has certainly shown that not only in the past couple weeks, but throughout the entire season.
Coach, against Georgia Tech, and I know it was against a running quarterback, but both their linebackers, number one and number 33, 15 tackles in a day and then 14, 29 between those two guys. That's active.
Very active, very explosive. They're knockback tacklers as well. They're guys that once they smack you, they run their feet through contact. Elite trait for linebackers. And they're complemented, again, by a great front and some really aggressive back-end guys. They get to the football fast and with a tremendous disposition.
It seems like on the defensive side that they've come up with this identity of they're making plays when it matters most in the game.
Complementary football. They understand each other, their schemes. They understand the game plan extremely well, and they play at a really, really high level. And certainly our guys are looking forward to a great opportunity.
When you face a quarterback that's as hot as Bailey is, how do you approach the game dealing with a guy like that? What is the conversation that's had, what you can share with us?
Well, I mean, what you can share is like every single time, every single Sunday, by the end of Sunday night, you have a fair idea of, hey, this gives us the best chance to win the football game. And every team poses a different type of challenge, right? And so you go through all your scenarios, your personnel, how to get the best players on the field, and how your best players play best. What are the calls that they play best? What are the best calls against this particular team? What are our go-to calls, fail-safe calls, get-back-on-track calls? All those things are necessary. And when you play teams of this caliber, you have to understand that your wiggle room for error is very small, right? So the repetitions of practice, the mental intensity, the scout team looks at going to practice, the diligence and urgency has to be dialed up to the max.
They have very good red zone numbers on both sides. How important will red zone efficiency be in this game for you?
Well, I think the last 2 weeks of our play shows you, right? Red zone capitalizing in it this past week was very good for us in the previous week. It wasn't at a high level, and certainly it can cost you the game. So the red zone is, remember, the field is twice as wide as it is long. It's harder, right? We like to call it that net, that coverage net, is that much more difficult to get something in on. Disguising coverages is that much easier because, again, proximity to the line of scrimmage as it relates to exactly where the ball is placed. So there's a lot to prepare for. You could actually, roll the dice a little bit more on defense down there and give some more looks. And so when you get in the red zone, there's no grab bagging. You've got to have a plan to give yourself the best chance. And that's when players have to really play to the best of their abilities, because more times than not, you're going to have to run through a guy or you're going to have to make a guy miss.
Unless you've seen North Carolina State play and then you look at the record, I think they're grossly underrated. I mean, they're a very well-coached team, play very good defense, and do anything they really want to do on offense the last few weeks.
Yeah, that's one thing I hardly ever – I mean, you look at it because it's part of what you receive on paper or whatnot, but you're very honest with yourself, with your team. This team is playing – as well as any team that we have played, period. And I know the offense gets all the credit, and deservedly so. I mean, they have played at such a high clip, especially in their last game, that you watch that tape, and it's hard to say that anyone's played better offensively than them in their last performance. But when you flip on the defensive side and special teams, you just see a very, very physical unit that knocks people back and creates opportunities for the offense. You have to be at your very best every single week, and certainly this is no different. You have to be at your best to be able to have success against NC State.
I did want to mention we're getting late in our season, but the high school season down here, we're in the playoffs, and you probably can't talk about guys that are saying they want to be Hurricanes, but it seems like that scoreboard is going pretty well for you as well, the recruiting scoreboard, and playoff season is also starting, so a lot of future Hurricanes are going to be in the playoffs, but it seems like the commitments are starting to come in. This is the time of the year where things really get cramped up, right?
They do, and you know what? We feel strongly about the right kind of player coming here. That's most important, because I feel that when we first got here, it was really hard to attract large numbers of the right guys. It was. And now there's been, as we're starting to get better and better and having more success and getting more exposure and people are able to see what we do and how we do it, now it just continues to get better. We're bringing in those high caliber human beings and competitors that built the University of Miami. And they're coming locally and they're coming from all over the place. And that's the best part, right? We come in all different shapes and sizes and colors and whatnot, and from all over the country. But you come here because of your belief in the University of Miami. So that's never going to slow down. This is a talent acquisition, player development, coaching industry, and it can never rest. So it'll keep going.
But you have standards with these young men coming in. I mean, academically and absolutely, on and off the field, personality-wise. I mean, it's not just what's on that tape that gets them to be a Hurricane.
No doubt. No, and you know what? They're young, but there are standards and there are expectations. We make those clear. And And we track everybody throughout the year. One of the best things that I think we're doing is we're tracking players throughout their senior season because football is such a developmental sport. Mm-hmm. And maybe a guy that was on the fringe early has just developed into a great player and his best days are ahead. And we've been able over the past couple of years to land some great current players on our roster and then some future ones commitment-wise that we feel strongly about because of how well they've developed and how well they are playing. So we're always really excited. I mean, we don't stop, but there's no slowing down. There's no stopping the University of Miami going forward.
I was listening to a discussion on recruiting the other day. It was mentioned that recruiting isn't as much regional-oriented today as it was maybe years ago. And you've done a very good job of evaluating the local players, but also expanding the recruiting base.
Yeah, you always want to get the best local ones. You know, that'll never change. But you don't limit yourself to just that, you know, because nowadays the world's a lot smaller. Traveling's a lot easier, right? NIL facilitates things that you couldn't do back in the day, right? So you make sure that because the NFL aspect has really permeated the college ranks, there is that part of it, but you never lose, you know, the state of Miami, I-4 down, right, mentality, because you always want to do the best in that area, but you also treat the outside of that just as importantly.
And also in recruiting, the best fact is freshmen can play if freshmen are ready to play. Okay. There's nobody being pushed aside because of their class, meaning the freshman class, sophomore class. If you can play, you will play. It doesn't matter what group you're in.
Yeah, it's every single year we've proven that. You know, if you're a dude and you come and you put in the time, absolutely. And it's happened at every position from O-line, D-line, linebacker, safety, corner, running back. It's been every single year and at every single position. So that's a strong message that is backed up by video evidence.
Okay, well, NC State's coming in on Saturday. Your team is still in the fight, which is great because you showed a great fight against Syracuse. Still in the fight. This is a big game, a lot to play for, right where you want to be with great opportunities in front of you.
I'll focus on taking care of our business. That's our entire purpose and focus.
Okay, Coach, the best of luck.
Thank you, and go Canes.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal, and we will see you next week on the Mario Cristobal Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.